Today we're going to visit with Southwest Fisheries District Supervisor Jeff Hendrickson. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeff, everybody wants to know about fish populations. Let's start with walleyes. How are walleyes in the Southwest?
Walleye in the Southwest looking like normal. Good populations in Chida, Bowman Haley, Patterson Lake. We got a couple on the periphery of lakes, like Danzig Dam has been good the last few years. That should continue to be good. Sheep Creek, Indian Creek, there's a couple of smaller lakes got pretty good walleyes too.
Okay, let's move in to our state fish, the Northern Pike.
Yeah, Northern Pike, the same, the big reservoirs, Lake Chida, Dickinson Reservoir, Bowman Haley, all have really good pike populations. The sleeper, Kalina, always has a good population of nice Northern Pike in it.
Okay, and you have a variety of panfish in your district as well.
Yep.
Perch?
Yep, perch. Don't have any fisheries that have a lot of large perch. You can get some large perch in Chida, Dickinson Reservoir, Odlin Dam at times, Indian Creek at times, but Indian and Odlin are usually smaller perch.
Okay, other fish species?
Bluegills are really good bluegills in Dickinson Reservoir right now. Dickinson Dyke has pretty good bluegills. Camel's Hump, pretty good bluegill numbers and size.
Okay, how about catfish?
Catfish, yeah, we typically we stock catfish in the community fisheries. Annual thing that we do, and of course some of them are large when we stock them. Two reservoirs, Dickinson Reservoir and Harvey Reservoir, where there's always catfish in, and really large catfish in Dickinson Reservoir. Reports of people catching 20 pounders.
Wow, and those community fisheries, those are places that are great for somebody who's never fished before.
Exactly, kids, or if you've never fished before, you don't have to go far. You can run down there and hold on to your rod because some of those catfish will take it.
Okay, let's move into, what are some of your challenges coming up here in the next couple of years?
Challenges with the lack of runoff and moisture this winter and last fall, we're looking at possibly low lake levels this spring if we don't get some rain, some timely rains and stuff. So that's always the biggest challenge in Southwest North Dakota is just water quantity.
And things are okay right now?
Yeah, right now we're okay. The lakes aren't too low or anything, but you get another year in the Southwest, we're a week away from a drought all the time, so no rain for a month and we'll be low. Water levels get low and then it gets harder to access and fish, and it's harder on the fish.
Okay, any special projects or anything going on this spring, summer?
No, just the normal trap and transport of catfish. We put in the community ponds, we'll be doing that. And really, we won't have any winter kills this winter because of the nice weather we had this winter. Our lakes are all looking pretty good as far as oxygen goes, which is unusual.
So that's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yep.
No snowfall on the lakes, and then the water levels go down, but yet it's positive with no winter kill.
Exactly, yep. We're hurting for the water, but it was good that we didn't have any snow. Then our existing populations don't perish, and then we have to start over. But
how's fishing going to be in the Southwest this year?
Fishing overall is going to be about like normal in the Southwest. We put the trout in the spring, and the catfish get the community ponds going, and the bigger reservoirs will be all right. So,
a lot of great information, Jeff. Thank you.
Yep.